was the 14th of October, and that t-shirt off your shoulder. I was drunk, said I was sober, and you said, yeah, right. We were talking for a minute, then some guy tried to cut in. You took my hand and we pretended like I was your guy.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to Open Language. This is Tara.
And this is Adam.
And we have a very important lesson today.
That's right. We're talking about driving.
Right. So this is a pre-intermediate lesson, and this is part one.
Yeah, because we actually wanted to do like just one lesson about driving.
But there's so much.
There's just so much to talk about. You know, in Canada, we drive a lot.
We do. It's so big.
It's so big. You need to drive. So, I mean, this has been really fun to prepare. Basically, for today, we're just going to be talking about, driving standard.
Right. So the pieces of the car, the kind of equipment, I guess, and how to drive standard.
And just to set the situation for you guys, it is a father teaching his son. Always a fun time.
Always a fun time. I'd love to be the fly on the wall.
Okay, well, let's dive right in.
Perfect.
All right, son, let's teach you how to drive standard.
I'm pumped, Dad.
Me too. First things first, fasten your seatbelt.
Right. Okay, I'll start the car. Hey, nothing happened.
Driving stick is a bit different than driving automatic. For one, before you do anything, you'll need to press in the clutch.
Whoa, it feels weird to push down a pedal with my left foot.
Okay, now that the clutch is down, check to see that the gear shift is in first gear. Now, go ahead and turn on the ignition.
Why are we rolling backwards? Are we in reverse?
No, we're still in neutral. Slowly push down on the gas pedal and let out the clutch at the same time.
What happened? Why did the car shut off?
Well, son, that's called stalling. Don't worry, soon changing gears will be second nature to you.
Okay, so we just heard the son and dad, and they sound very calm.
Yeah, it didn't sound too bad, did it?
No, in real life, not calm.
Okay, so the dad is really excited. You know, his son becomes a man today.
In North America, often learning how to drive is very important because you become independent.
You become independent.
Yes.
Now, the one thing you might have noticed today is that they were learning how to drive standard.
Right. So normal, basic?
We use this to talk about when you have to change the gears yourself.
Right. So the opposite is automatic.
Is automatic. And we will see that in the dialogue. One word we don't see is manual.
Manual, right. Manual is something that you have to do yourself.
Yourself.
So to drive standard, to drive manual, to drive stick, those are all the same thing.
They're all the same thing. Yeah. Exactly. Okay, so it sounds like the sun is really pumped.
He is excited. Of course, you're 16. You're excited.
Yeah. So if you guys aren't using this phrase pumped. Yeah, you got to start today.
You got to start.
It's just anything you're really excited about.
Right. So I'm sure many of you are pumped for the first day of school.
Oh, yeah. Sure.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, we're always pumped to record lessons,
totally.
Right? This is a lot of fun.
Exactly. So when you first get in the car, what do you have to do?
You have to fasten your seatbelt.
Right. So this is a great word, fasten. Mm. It's a verb.
Right.
And it means to do up.
Right. So you would fasten like the buttons on your sweater or something.
Fasten your seatbelt on it, or an airplane seatbelt.
Oh, that's very important. Right. They always want you to fasten that seatbelt.
Right. So you'll actually hear the flight attendant say the fasten seatbelt sign is on.
Oh, yeah.
Or they have turned it off.
Right.
But that means do up your seatbelt.
Well, do up. We could also say buckle up.
Buckle up. Right. Yes. Because the actual pieces are called the buckles.
The buckle. Exactly. Okay. So it sounds like they're all buckled up. The seatbelts have been fastened. And the son wants to start the car.
Right. That means to get the car going.
Start the car.
Start the car. You're not moving yet. Just turn the car on.
Right. Exactly. And one thing I guess some parts of China would be the same, but Canada gets very cold.
Yes.
So sometimes you need to wake up early, start the car just to heat it up.
To warm up the car, yeah. Right. And you should warm up your car before you start driving, after you start it up.
Absolutely. Okay, so it sounds like nothing really happened when he started the car.
Right. Now, when you're driving a standard, and if you turn the key, you'll actually kind of shoot ahead if the clutch isn't in,
right.
Which we'll talk about in a second.
Okay, so basically the dad has a little laugh here. Son, driving stick is different than driving automatic.
Right. So driving stick, driving standard.
Right.
Stick, because we call that a stick shift.
Right, exactly. And automatic, of course, is just by itself. Quiz for you guys. Every time you go to the bank, you will see ATM.
Automatic teller machine.
See, it's everywhere. It's everywhere. Okay, let's get to the clutch, because this is really what we need to talk about.
Right. So the clutch, they're in a standard car. There are three pedals.
Okay.
So the places where you put your feet.
Okay.
So your right foot goes on the gas.
The gas pedal.
And your left foot goes on the brake or the clutch.
Right.
And the clutch is the pedal you press to change gears.
And it's closest to the door, right?
Yes, on the far left.
On the far side.
Yes. Now, here's the word pedal.
Well, pedal is interesting because we just said brake pedal, gas pedal, but it could also be a verb.
Right.
Right? Pedal a bike.
To pedal. So on a bike, it's the same thing that you put your foot on. Mm. So ped, P-E-D, is the root and it connects to foot.
Right. And you might hear words like pedestrian.
Right. So people on feet.
People who are walking. Exactly.
Right.
There's quite a few. We don't need to waste too much of your time talking about them now.
Right. Okay, so the son now puts the clutch in with his left foot and says it feels a little weird.
And it probably does.
It does. It's new.
It's new.
And then the father says what?
He says, well, now that the clutch is down, check to see that the gear shift is in first gear.
Right. So the gear shift.
Well, you said stick shift, right?
Stick shift.
Same thing.
Right. So shift means change.
Change.
So you change gears. You use the stick to change gears.
Right. So this would just be a noun, the gear shift, the stick shift.
Right. And when you start the car, you always want to have it in first gear.
First gear. Some people argue this point, but...
Some people put neutral.
Put it in neutral, yeah. But so first gear, of course, is going to be the first gear.
Right.
And then the second gear.
Right. Third gear, fourth, and if you're in my sports car, six gears.
Six gears. Okay. Yes. My car used to have... It was a five speed.
Okay. So good.
That's five gears.
Yes.
Now, the one thing you'll note here is that we always say it's in first gear, in second gear.
Right.
Put it in third. I would love to
in
put
reverse.
It in, put it in reverse. Put it in sixth. Wow.
That's I can't do that very often. Dangerous. Okay. So now it's in first gear.
Okay.
The clutch is in. And you turn on the ignition.
Okay, so before we heard start the car, and now we're hearing turn on the ignition.
Right. So the ignition, to ignite something, means to start it or make it burn.
Right.
And here you're making the gas burn.
Make it burn.
Make it burn. So
you're actually turning a key. Well, some cars, you don't need a key anymore.
It's a push start.
It's a button, yeah.
Ignition.
But we would still say the same thing. You start the car or turn on the ignition.
Right. No matter if it's a key or a button.
Right.
Now, there's a big problem that happens with standards.
I know this
is very
problem.
Dangerous. The son says, why are we rolling backwards? I can picture this.
Yes, me too. Okay, so rolling just means that you are kind of moving.
Moving, because tires are round.
Right.
So when something is round, it rolls.
It rolls.
Like a ball, like if you're rolling on the floor.
Right, like kids roll around.
Exactly.
Sure, exactly.
Yeah.
Rolling.
And backwards, which direction is that? That's not the one you want to go
that's
in.
That's not the one. Well, sometimes.
Sometimes.
So, yeah, backwards is always, to the reverse or to whatever is behind you.
The opposite of forward.
Right. So, you can think about it doesn't just have to be a car, right? Like going backwards
right.
generally isn't always good. You want to go forward.
Right. So if you have a boyfriend or a girlfriend and you break up and then you maybe get back together, you might be going backwards, not moving forward.
Not moving forward. Yeah. You got to dump that loser.
Exactly. And so the sun says, are we in reverse?
Okay. So in reverse, this means going backwards.
Right. So again, reverse is a gear. Mm. So in first gear, in second gear, in reverse.
Yes, exactly.
Right.
So just remember, guys, you would never say I'm in backwards.
Right.
It's always in reverse. But when you are in reverse, you are going backwards.
You're moving backwards.
Or you want to move backwards.
Right. It's the direction.
Yes.
Backwards is the direction versus reverse is kind of the action.
Yes, you got it.
Yes. And Dad says, nope. What gear are we in?
We are in neutral.
So he wasn't in first gear after all. So with a standard, every gear or when the car is on, you have to have the clutch pressed down.
Yes.
Except if you're in the neutral gear.
Mm.
So it's kind of the nothing gear. You need to have your foot on the brake.
It's really strange because when that clutch is down, mm-hmm. it's almost as if you're in neutral.
Right.
So anyway.
Exactly.
The dad here basically tries to help his son by saying, slowly push down on the gas pedal and let out the clutch at the same time. Easier said than done.
It is. We were talking about this earlier when we first learned how to drive a standard. Oh. And this is tricky.
Yes.
Kind of you push the clutch or the gas and you have to find that happy place.
It's a balance, right?
It is, definitely. And this is the hardest thing about learning a standard, I swear.
Okay, so we mentioned the gas pedal before.
Mm-hmm.
I should also mention now that there is a more technical word, the accelerator.
The accelerator.
Right. You need to accelerate, which means to go faster.
Right.
I don't think I've ever met a person that has called it.
Put your foot on the accelerator.
Put your foot on the accelerator.
Put your foot on the gas.
Yeah, put your foot on the gas.
Yes. We also have an expression, just talking about gas pedals, lead foot.
Oh, yeah.
So sometimes I have a lead foot.
Okay, so if you guys are wondering what that means, lead is very heavy.
Right.
And a pedal, of course, well, sometimes you need to push down very hard on it.
Right.
Other times, maybe you don't.
It means you're a bit of a speeder.
You like speeding.
Yes. So that's why I don't go in sixth gear. Okay. So now when the sun, this is, again, we talked about this problem, trying to find that balance between the gas and the clutch. And all of a sudden the car shuts off.
Okay. Shut off. Computers shut off.
Lights.
Lights shut off.
Yeah, it means stop.
Means stop.
Stop working.
Exactly. Now, of course, because this is a phrasal verb, you could also say, you know, shut the car off, shut the computer off.
Shut the light off.
Shut the light off. Just remember, guys, that if you want to say it, mm-hmm. you would never say shut off it.
No, you always put it in between.
Mm.
Yes. Now, with a standard, what do you call it when that happens?
Oh, it's called stalling. Yeah, you stalled the car.
Right. If something is stalled, it's not moving forward.
Right, exactly.
It's just not moving at all.
I often think about, you know, for example, North Korea mm-hmm. and America. They were always trying to talk.
Right.
But then we would always say the talks have stalled.
Right. There's no movement.
No movement.
Right. Now, with the guidance that the dad gives, he says, don't worry, son, changing gears will become second nature to you.
Okay, so before we said shift gears, mm-hmm. again, we can use a different word, change gears.
Exactly. That's exactly what it means. And this is a great expression, second nature.
Okay, so nature, of course, is, you know, what you are, your essence.
Right. So second nature means something becomes habit, that you do it without thinking.
So easy.
Right.
Like breathing.
Breathing is definitely second nature. That's good to do.
Yes.
Okay. So here again was a very calm. If I was the father, I probably would have started yelling or panicking.
We could maybe talk about that in the intro, because I definitely have my own experiences.
Yes, definitely. So let's take another listen to this.
All right. All right, son, let's teach you how to drive standard.
I'm pumped, Dad.
Me too. First things first, fasten your seatbelt.
Right. Okay, I'll start the car. Hey, nothing happened.
Driving stick is a bit different than driving automatic. For one, before you do anything, you'll need to press in the clutch.
Whoa, it feels weird to push down a pedal with my left foot.
Okay, now that the clutch is down, check to see that the gear shift is in first gear. Now, go ahead and turn on the ignition.
Why are we rolling backwards? Are we in reverse?
No, we're still in neutral. Slowly push down on the gas pedal and let out the clutch at the same time.
What happened? Why did the car shut off?
Well, son, that's called stalling. Don't worry, soon changing gears will be second nature to you.
Okay, so what about you guys? Do you drive standard or do you drive automatic?
Yeah, I mean, it seems like there's a lot more automatics these days, more and more and more.
They're easier and better on gas when you're stuck in traffic.
That's the thing, is I used to live in the country.
Yes.
So having a standard was so much fun.
Right.
Just drive around. But then when you go to the city, for example, I used to drive to Toronto.
Right.
You're just stuck in traffic.
Yes.
So it's just, you know, first gear, stop. First gear, second, stop.
You're using so much gas.
Yes, exactly.
And if you live in an area with lots of hills, like I do, I would drive maybe 5 kilometers and almost use a quarter of a tank of gas.
Oh,
so that's the problem with a sports car.
Yeah. Well, the other thing is that I really want to get a car, but I really don't want to get an automatic.
No.
It's like, I really don't.
See, people see my car and they're actually surprised that it's a standard, that I drive standard.
Sure.
And my reaction is, you don't get a car like this and have an automatic.
What's the point?
That's just wrong.
The other thing is when you get used to driving standard, it feels almost like driving automatic is like a toy.
Yes.
We even say a go-kart.
Yes. And when I drive like my mother's car, I'll keep putting my left foot down going, where's the clutch? Where's the clutch?
Okay. All right, guys. Well, this was only part one. Part two is, we've already got part three in the works too, because there's so much to talk about when it comes to cars.
Definitely. And let us know what you think about, you know, your driving experience. Was it a happy experience or was it maybe a lot of yelling, or maybe are you afraid to learn how to drive? Because that's pretty common too. And, or you don't need to. Because of transit.
Okay, guys, as always, thank you for listening. We're looking forward to those comments, and we'll see you next time.
Take care. I can still smell your perfume.